All right, so we have Pastor Joseph here, Pastor Keo with us. He's going to share for a little bit, and then we're going to have some Q&A and talk about his work and what he's doing in Cambodia. So let's give Pastor Joe a big hand. Okay. Put that in your pocket.
Good evening, everybody. This is a great blessing for me to be here with all of you. Through your smiling face, through your hospitality, let me know that the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ is be here with all of you. I'm so blessed to share with you the scripture which is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 1 to 6. Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 6. I would like to read from NIV. In the meantime, Saul kept up his violent threats of murder against the followers of the Lord. He went to the high priest and asked for letters of introduction to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he should find there are any followers of the way of the Lord, he would be able to arrest them, both men and women, and bring them back to Jerusalem. Verse 3, as Saul was coming near the city of Damascus, suddenly the light from the sky flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard the voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" he asked. "I am Jesus, whom you persecute," the voice said. "But get up and go into the city where you will be told what must do." In order to better understanding this scripture, please pray with me. Dear living God, Jesus, we thank you for your presence here with us and choosing us to by your grace and to be your servant. Please open our hearts, mind, and soul to understand what you want us to do in our life today. Through this scripture, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The story in the scripture that we just have heard, it has happening around 2,000 years ago. After the resurrection of Jesus Christ, above, Jesus chose a man who was traveling along the way from Jerusalem to Damascus. And then we ask the question, why did Jesus choose him? The story is present to us very clear about a young man was working in a high position in the Jewish government officers. He was so zealous for his Jewish belief that he began persecute campaign against any who believe in Jesus Christ. And we wonder, why did he do that? Why? Saul was high educated man in a high position in government office. He had an authority to harm someone according to his will in Jerusalem. He gave approval to kill Stephen in Acts chapter 8. In his eyes, he was really against a group of men were proclaiming the Messiah, whom all expected would be the Jesus who had recently been crucified. Saul might know that Jesus had given teaching against the Pharisees, so that in his heart was burning hatred and full of envy. He appointed himself to destroy the new religions, and his pursuit of his mission, he started for Mandakas to crack down Jesus' disciples. Saul must have gained a reasonable knowledge of Christ's teaching in the period of hostility. Today, some people in some countries who have turned to Jesus Christ from another religion or animism have been accused of betraying their traditional legitimate country, such as Cambodia. What about the non-Christian in your country? Do they against the Christian? And now, what about the people in America? Think about the Christian. I have told that there are a good number of population in America are Christians. They may not harm any Christian in this city, but it still has many obstacles for Christians to approach them the good news, because they are so busy with their work, earning money. They enjoy other things, chatting, etc. This kind of matter in the human daily life that make us so afraid to bring them the good news. Because most of them reject Jesus, so most of the times, as we are God's children, church workers, we just hide our Christian identity. We easily say that, oh God, I am so weak. I cannot do it. I am afraid and nervous. I do not know what to do, how to start it. We are so exhausted with our daily life problems. Sometimes we feel shame to be a church worker, and even we feel regret to follow Christ. We are oppressed and depressed while we are alone among the huge number of non-believers. We are afraid of them. Do you ever feel like that? What happened to the Paul soul life after he converted? Now, please look at the verse 3-6. What would happen to the cruel man? As Saul was coming near the city of Mandakas, suddenly the light from the sky flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard the voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who you are, Lord?" he asked. "I am Jesus, whom you persecute," the voice said, "but get up into the city where you will be told what you must do." I would like to point out the city named Mandakas is the key commercial city, was located about 175 miles northeast of Jerusalem in the Roman province of Syria. Several trade routes link Mandakas to the other cities throughout the Roman world. Saul was have thought that by stamping out of Christianity in the Mandakas, he could prevent its spread to the other areas. And Saul was confronted by Jesus in the city face to face. Jesus called his name, Saul, Saul, now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. This is the wonderful experience as the start of new life in Christ. What was your experience with Jesus? Saul did not see a vision. He saw Jesus Christ himself. He acknowledged Jesus as a Lord, confessed his own sin, surrendered his life to Christ, and resolved to obey him. And he asked Jesus, "What shall I do, Lord? What shall I do, Lord?" It means he was very committed. He decided to follow whatever Jesus asked him to do. Jesus Christ himself appeared to Saul on that time. And today, Jesus Christ appeared to you and to me. The gods of this world could not blind us any longer. Our entire burden, fear, oppressed, are no longer. Then Saul had got a new mission from Jesus Christ. Now, verse 6, now get up to the city, and you will be told what must do. Jesus called you. Jesus called you. Call upon your name. How do you answer to Jesus' call? Do you remember what does Jesus call you to do? What is your mission after your life was changed? I believe that we are called by Jesus in different ways, ages, and places. To fulfill his mission and on earth, such as a time as this. I was called while I was 19 years old, while I was away from my parents, my siblings. After I was so exciting, my new faith, I went back home to evangelize my household family. But after I talking to them, I feel very disappointed because they reject and hated me so much. But I know that Jesus called me to fulfill his mission. The mission of bringing the salvation to my household family. Because my ancestor, my household family, believe in Buddhism, and there are no hope, no guarantee for the next life. But I believe in Jesus Christ through the Bible. Jesus said very clear in the Bible, whoever believes in him will go to the heaven. Amen. I want my parents, my siblings, also go to the heaven with me after this life, after die on this earth. This mission took me about 10 years. I thank God my household family are converted. Amen. What about you? What does Jesus call you to do? God has chosen you among the others. The light of Jesus is shining upon your face, very deep down into your heart. He is living in you and doing mission with you. He understands all your need and your worry, and it doesn't matter what the problems in your country, community, family, or daily life. Jesus called you to fulfill his great commission. It is not the accident that you are in this church. We are called by Jesus. We are called by Jesus Christ to prepare ourselves and inspire by our brothers and sisters and pastor for the further service for our community in order to bring the salvation of Jesus Christ to the others, to the other nations also. After Saul changed his life by Jesus and followed Jesus, he could do a great job in his age. And today, Jesus Christ called you, called me to do a great job too today. Think how many people are there not yet hear the good news in this world. How many people are not yet hear the good news in your family, in your community? Should I am afraid of them, or I should trust in Jesus Christ calling me? Let's pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you so much for choosing each of us in this hall. As you choose Saul to be your ambassador, and thanks for giving us a great chance to meet and motivate one another to be your witness in this world. Please, Lord Jesus Christ, continue to bless each of us here in the family. In Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. May God bless you.